Welcome back. Jim along with Max. Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. On the team tonight, the Rockies are back home at Coors Field. Take on Seattle. He'll have the call along with Jack Corrigan. Jerry Schimmel joins us. Jerry, always a pleasure. Thanks for hopping on for a few minutes this morning.
You bet, Jim. Good to be on with you guys.
I'm sure you're glad to be home after the road trip, day off yesterday, and a rough road trip with the Rockies. They go 1-5. And I just think if you look at part of the problem for the Rockies, and there's a lot of issues right here. We're not going to sugarcoat it. You look at how things start out for this ball club in the first inning. They have had a really... They played well in the later innings, but boy, the first inning, they've given up 29 earned runs. Their ERA is over 13. They just get out of the gate really, really bad, they have so far this season.
Isn't that strange the way that's happened, Jim? And then the Rockies can't respond offensively in that first inning. I think they've scored first one time going back to last year, once in the last almost, I think, 20 games now. But that's almost unheard of in baseball. You'd think you'd have... run into a home run or the big inning in the first inning and outscore and score first, but this hasn't happened for the team. And then it's interesting with the pitchers too. They have that rough first inning, and for the most part, they bounce back really well after that. So and pitch well. The staff, other than that first game in Phoenix when they gave up 16 runs, has done well. They've had a good team ERA since that time. So it's almost unexplainable. It's a little fluky, I think. You don't see that in baseball that often, but that's what the Rockies are going through right now.
Yeah, they've been outscored 29-5 in the first inning on this 4-15 start. And, they've only held opponents scoreless in the first, inning four times in 19 games. And it's another bizarre part of this, too, that none of those games have resulted in wins when they've had success. So, at least from a win-loss standpoint, it hasn't been a factor. But boy, it's in terms of though just trying to have some success, it's been tough. Where, like we talked about, later innings, fourth inning on, it's like a 1.89 ERA. It's been pretty good for the Rockies starting pitching in the later innings. I guess you've coached over at Metro State. You know baseball. You play college baseball. If you're Bud Black, how do you approach this situation with the Rockies right now?
Jim, I don't think you do anything different. I really don't. I think what you do is you go through your normal stuff, and that is you get prepared, and if you're a player, you do the same thing. You don't change your routine just because you're not scoring runs in the first inning, or you don't change your routine as a starting pitcher because your teammates have been giving up runs in the first inning. I think you do the same thing. You go out there, you prepare. It's just like losing a game. What do? You go back and try to win the next one. So I don't think you do anything different. I don't think Bud pulls anybody aside and says, hey, you got to get out of this first inning better. They all know that that's the case, and they're all trying to do that and avoid those big innings early on in a game. So I don't think you do anything different. I know people probably don't want to hear that. Fans, when you're 4-15, want your manager to be fiery, get kicked out of a game, whatever that might be. I don't think that works in baseball. I think in baseball you go out there, you prepare, and you execute time-tested baseball fundamentals, and you try to win a game as a result.
From the Rockies Radio Network, Jerry Schimmel joining us today on the Team Sports Network. We'll have Rockies and Mariners tonight from Coors Field with pregame at 6 o'clock. And so we're now through 19 games this season. For you, Jerry, during this first, the start of the season, the 19 games, the thing, well, we'll start with the positive today. The thing that you've been the most pleased with, maybe a player performance, something you like about this ball club that you've seen through the first 19 games?
Yeah, I think overall the starting rotation, other than that first inning, Jim, has been really good. And I guess we've hit on that already. But, Cal Quantrill and Dakota Hudson, the new guys in the rotation, have been solid. They've had their moments, but they've been solid, other than a few, bad innings. Austin Gomber's been good. Kyle Freeland has been up and down a little bit, and that's been a little disappointing. But I think the starting rotation has been a bright spot. And then two players. I think Brenton Doyle has shown an improvement offensively. His approach is different. He's hitting close to 300. He's got three homers, and he's got, I think, 7 or 8 RBIs. His approach to plate looks different. He's striking out, but not the rate he was last year. He looks like a better hitter. And then Ezekiel Tovar just continues to make strides offensively. He's going to be a Gold Glove shortstop forever. You can see that when he was 21 years old 2 years ago when he came up. And he's solid there and makes the awesome play a lot as well. But his offense, Jim, just seems to get better and better. Got pop in his bat now. 22-year-old is just kind of filling out physically. I think he's got more power in that bat coming up. I think he could be a 25-homer guy. But that improvement with a young shortstop has really been fun to watch for me.
Getting back to Dakota Hudson, who I think, I agree with him, he's got off to a good start. He hasn't picked up a win yet. He's 0-3, but he also hasn't got a whole lot of run support, has he, so far? So that's made it tough to get that first W in the column this season.
Yeah, no one's really got, none of the starting pitchers have got much run support other than, I guess, Ryan Feltner when the Rockies had that big outburst in game one and last Friday in Toronto. So really, the offense has sputtered, and when that happens, even if you got a good starting pitcher throwing well, he's not going to win a lot of games if there's not offense behind him. So, yeah, I think Dakota Hudson's been a really pleasant surprise. He barely, Jim, made that rotation. He was the fifth starter coming out of spring training. It was either he or Peter Lambert, and Dakota Hudson kind of won that spot by a couple good solid starts late in spring training, and it's carried over. He's been terrific. I mean, Bud Black said to the media the other day, he looks like the pitcher the Cardinals had in his first couple of years at the last couple starts he's had. So they had a real pleasant surprise for us. And just a good, solid, a great guy, great with the media, and knows how to get guys out. And that's why he's here.
From the Rockies Radio Network, Jerry Schimmel joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, from a veteran perspective, Ryan McMahon, he's cut down his number of strikeouts. It's, you know, that's been a big improvement for Mac. But I just think we're seeing a better player at the plate so far with Ryan McMahon, the start he's had this season.
Yep, I agree with you, Jim, and that's a bright spot too. I probably should have mentioned him. And you know, his approach to the plate's a little bit different. In spring training, he was telling us he's got to be quicker to the ball. He's got to cut down that long swing. You know, the long swing, he believes, it produces power. But I think he's discovered that quicker the ball, let the ball travel a little bit more, has helped him a lot make contact and go the opposite way. So, yeah, he looks like an improved player. And you give him a lot of credit. He worked very hard in the offseason to kind of change his stroke, his approach to the plate. He has cut down the strikeouts. He is driving the ball very well. And really, he said, you've seen him, Jim. He's got that natural left-handed swing. I mean, it is so pretty. You watch him batting practice, that's how a guy needs to swing a bat. If there's a classic swing, it's right there with Ryan McMahon. So to see him have success because he's worked at it with the natural ability he's had has been really fun.
So now we have to go to the bad side of things. 4-15 right now. I mean, obviously the record is the most disappointing thing. The start in that opening game at Arizona with the 16 runs. Certainly a disappointment, and it's the stench of that is kind of carried over for a little bit after the way they played in that opener at Arizona. But for you, Jerry, what's been maybe the most disappointing thing, a thing you thought would be better about this baseball team through 19 games that hasn't been better?
Yeah, I think just overall with the offense, you know, what you hope is young guys like Nolan Jones, who were so good as a rookie, just get a little bit better in their sophomore year, and that has not happened. Brendan Rodgers has been really inconsistent. I think it's a combination of the veterans being up and down. Charlie Blackman had a great start. Now he's, I don't know, 2 for his last 30 or something like that. So I think just the inconsistency with young and old offensively has been disappointing. You keep waiting for guys to break out. Nolan Jones had a slump, and then he had a big game. You think, all right, here we go again. And then he slumps again and starts striking out again. That's the disappointing part for me, is guys just can't break out of a slump and then sustain the success they have once they break out. So I guess the inconsistency, Jim, has been probably for me offensively the most disappointing thing.
Well, and for example, a guy like Nolan Jones that last year finished fourth in the National League Rookie of the Year voting, had a great season last year, but he's really struggled. And the Rockies, they're second right now in all of baseball in chase rate. I think it's like 33%, something like that. So it's been a problem for this lineup and it seems like throughout the course of Rockies history, it's a team that likes to chase some bad pitches. And unfortunately, this year's addition of the Rockies is no different, going after a lot of bad balls out of the strike zone.
Yeah. And, Jim, that was something that the coaching staff talked about a lot in spring training. The approach offensively is we've got to cut down the strikeouts. We have to, as a team, stop chasing all those pitches. Because when you strike out, you know how this works. Everybody does in baseball. You strike out, nothing good happens. You put the ball in play, you might make an out, but you might find a hole or you might advance a guy. And that's what the Rockies have not been good at the last couple of years, and certainly aren't good at it this year, is just putting the ball in play and having quality at bats. It's just not happening. And the strikeouts seem to have come in these first handful of games, Jim, at crucial times when you really need to put the ball in play or advance a runner or get a fly ball out to sacrifice. It's not happening for the Rockies. So the chase rate is there, the strikeout rate. I think they're last time I looked, it was a couple of days ago, they were second in strikeouts in the National League. That has to discontinue. That has to change for this team to get better offensively.
And Nolan Jones, unfortunately, leads all of baseball with 30 strikeouts so far over 18 games on the season. So he's struck at least once in every 16 games, including six games with a couple of punch-outs. So it's been a real struggle for Nolan Jones, who had such an incredible season last year. Jerry Schimmel from the Rockies Radio Network joining us on the program. And then there's always the ongoing Chris Bryant story, where Chris Bryant's on the injured list again, dealing with more back problems. He was healthy to start out the season, but really struggled mightily at the plate. It just continues to be a difficult story, this part of the Chris Bryant chapter here in Colorado.
Yeah, it sure is, Jim. And now he's on the injury list. He'll get piled on a little bit more because the word, he's fragile, he can't stay healthy, and then he's healthy, he's not productive. And that big contract he has doesn't help anything either. But I can tell you this, with Chris Bryant just being around him every day, Jim, he cares. It's not like, hey, I'm fragile and I know it, and I got a little injury, so I'm going to go on the injury list. That's not Chris Bryant. He's dedicated. He works hard. He's in the weight room all the time. He's coachable. And all those, he does all the things that you would normally think a great hitter like he has been would do. He continues to do, but he just can't stay healthy. And like you said, when he is healthy, he just can't get on any kind of streak. So that's been disappointing. And what you hope is that he gets healthy again and he's in the lineup every day and then starts producing, because I think it's still there. You look at him physically, I think he's 30 or 31. He should be in the prime of his career physically. This is when he should be more productive than he's ever been. That's what baseball history says. You turn 30, your early 30s is your most productive year. So what you hope is that sometime it happens. I know it's the third year of this with Chris, and we seem to see the same thing, but I do think there is still hope for this guy. I really do.
Hey, Jerry, always wonderful talking with you, doing a fantastic job with Jack on the Rockies broadcast. I know sometimes it's tough when you have a team that's a 4-15 team to keep the positives out there, but I think you guys do a great job of that, and I appreciate the time as always. We'll have the Rockies and the Seattle Mariners tonight, pregame at 6, first pitch at 6:40 right here on the team. Jerry Schimmel with us. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend and have a great call tonight.
You bet, Jim. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Likewise. Take care. Jerry Schimmel with us on the program this morning. All right.